Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cinco time.
Cinco de Mayo. Let's celebrate the fun. Tune into WFAN and get ready to rock. Every Tiki show, then on the one. Cinco de Mayo.
Remind me to delete that. Cinco de Mayo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888-THE-BENZ. .com. All right, Russell Wilson is meeting with the Giants today as we speak. I have not seen an update on how it went, if it went well, if it went whatever, but he is meeting with the Giants today. So my Cinco today is the five quarterbacks that are better options than Russell Wilson to start for the Giants in 2025.
You've got five?
Five better options than Russell Wilson.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
It's Shane Falco. Now, he had a bad Sugar Bowl, but you figure the toughness. And you know what we don't see in the NFL a lot these days? And Evan will like this. A lefty. Other than Tua, who is a lefty quarterback in the NFL these days?
Michael Penix Jr., right?
Rookie. So it would give you a little bit different looks for the defenses. I would kick the tires on old Shane.
Number four.
That is the replacements. Keanu Reeves.
Correct. Number four. It's Uncle Rico. I mean, look, he never had a career, but back in 1982, he used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile. So if you have that kind of arm strength, just think about it. Uncle Rico to Malik Nabers, you're talking about 80-yard touchdown passes like it's nothing. And when you went through an era of Daniel Jones where they basically couldn't move the football, I'm all for Uncle Rico ahead of Russell Wilson.
Who the heck is Uncle Rico?
I vote for Pedro.
Really? Can I have some of your tots? Napoleon Dynamite. Evan, I would see that movie if I were you.
I've seen it. It's. Can I tell you a quick thing about
Napoleon
Dynamite?
You're going to say Dynamite? It's overrated?
No, it's okay. So over the week, when I was in Florida 2 weeks ago, not the recent one, and my kids were there, and I was hanging out with my sister and my brother-in-law, there is a scene in that movie in which the grandmother or the mother calls quesadillas quesadillas.
Get your dang quesadilla.
Okay. You guys familiar with the scene?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
So Spence, my youngest, is 4 years old. And obviously, it's a little bit of a bilingual household that we have.
Did he like Tina?
Who's Tina?
All right, never mind. Keep going.
We didn't see the movie. That's the problem. So my brother-in-law and my cousin would continue to say quesadillas. Spence was not having it.
It's quesadillas. It's quesadillas.
And this was a constant, like, fight, quote-unquote, for 2.5 days. And they're like, no, we're just joking. It's a movie. It's Napoleon Dynamite. And Spencer, it's quesadillas. It's not quesadillas. And then finally, start getting mad about it. Like, no, it's quesadillas. It's not quesadillas. My brother-in-law's like, you should just see Napoleon Dynamite. I'm like, no, I'm going to pass.
Yeah, just give it to the llama. By the way, the actor that played Uncle Rico, Teak, is in White Lotus.
Yes.
So tune in Sunday. Maybe they'll do something on this episode.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll see something.
Number three.
This is my last weekend watching it.
They're going to that big party, so that should be good on the yacht. All right, number three for me. I went back and forth on this one. I'm going to go with Vince Howard. Now, you could say Matt Saracen. You could say Jason Street. There are multiple options here, but for me, it's Vince Howard. Of course, Michael B. Jordan. This is Friday Night Lights, the TV show. And a lot of people like the movie, but I like the TV show more.
Mm.
And I've never seen it.
No. Out of my era.
Out of your era?
Yeah.
We're in the era of streaming.
I know, but I just never, it didn't catch me at the right time.
The movie was good.
Great with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yep.
Voodoo Tatum, also a good option there as well.
Number two.
All right, again, these are the top five quarterbacks that are better options than Russell Wilson to start for the Giants in 2025. Sunshine, Ronnie Bass.
Ah.
I mean, you could throw it a mile, but he can't pitch it 3 yards, so we've got to work on that.
Also known as Trevor Lawrence. Right. I mean, they're basically the same guy.
They've had the same type of careers, too, if you think of it.
Number one
is obvious. This guy was Jose Iglesias before Jose Iglesias. Willie Beeman.
I was going to say.
I mean,
there's no other choice.
He's got a music video. Third string quarterback that ain't going to produce bleep, and he ends up being a star in the league. Now they move the team to Miami or wherever the hell they move the team, and he stayed by, but shows he's got loyalty as well. Willie Beeman.
There is one that you're missing.
One?
Mm. Well, I mean, there's a bunch that you're missing, but one that jumps out at me.
Who?
Is the great Al Bundy. I mean,
Al Bundy.
Threw five, was it five?
Four.
Five touchdown passes against Polk High. Did you know about that?
I did not know that.
It was for Polk High.
He played for Polk High.
I almost got it. That is one of those shows I'm very curious to rewatch. Married with Children. It was on for 10 seasons. It was very politically incorrect. It started in like 1989.
I wonder if it'll hold up if you watch it now.
I don't know.
At the time, it was like, if you're watching it through the lens now, it's not PC. But at the time, it was like, you know, Clinton's America. So it was like the 90s.
No,
that was pretty.
It was
even
not,
at the time, you felt that way? I guess I watched it when I was
older. I'm not telling you how I felt because I was way too young.
The
reaction to that show. Remember, Fox was a brand new network.
Mm. Yeah.
It was one of the new shows on it. And they were clearly pushing the envelope. Well, so I think that they were non-PC back then.
Well, everything pushed the envelope. I mean, just you used to be able to buy a Playboy magazine. Like in the grocery store back then. You know what I mean? And celebrities were in it.
Right.
You didn't have to pay whatever, OnlyFans, to get them. There's celebrities in these
yes.
magazines, like butt naked. So think about how different the world was. That wasn't that long ago.
No, you're right. It's a different world, but I always like to look at, okay, obviously today we look at this and say it's completely different. What were they saying about that show or that movie then? And I think even then, Married with Children, I think they had like sponsorship issues where sponsors didn't want to touch it.
Right.
Again, the new network of Fox was attached to it. So they were breaking barriers back then doing that show.
No, it's true. It's true. But I haven't seen it in so long. I wonder how it holds up.
Do you find intrigue in a rewatch of Married with Children?
Yeah, I'd watch it.
See, that's because
I remember liking it when I was that age.
You know what I've been rewatching lately?
What?
I can't believe I'm doing this.
What?
For like the 10th time. Like, it's one thing to rewatch a show you've only seen once. I'm back into the vortex of rewatching Beverly Hills 90210.
Really?
Yeah. You know what got me? I was on YouTube the other day.
But that's your teen. So you were a preteen then?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't watch a lot of it live. Mm. I got more of it in rerun than I realized. I watched a little bit of it live, but it came in 1990.
Yeah.
I was 7 years old. I was not watching it in 1990.
Yeah, so the problem with me is I feel like that was my existence because I was 15.
Right. It was right in your wheelhouse.
It was right. It was me. It was my age.
Yeah.
So it wasn't me because there's no black people on it, but you know what I mean.
That's true.
It was all the age issues that we had.
Yes.
It was all the same stuff.
Yeah,
except it was in Beverly Hills.
For me, it was looking at someone that's older or groups of people that are older. But the only reason I got sucked back in, because I've watched it a million times, is I was on YouTube and there's a 90210 YouTube channel that keeps releasing like 2 minute clips. So all of a sudden I found myself watching 2 minute clips. And then finally I'm like, I want to see the whole damn thing.
Right.
So now I'm fully engulfed in season three, the senior year. Like, I can't stop. And it's all because YouTube gave me like a little bit of a taste. And it's on Paramount. Paramount Plus
has 90210.
Now, Evan, if you had Al Bundy as your quarterback, I assume you would have him running the Wildcat. Right?
Why, was they called the Wildcats or something?
No, because Al Bundy was not a quarterback.
I thought he was a quarterback.
He was a fullback.
What? I thought he threw four touchdowns. Kyle Pitts
score. He ran for four touchdowns.
I think Dennis in Long Island has more info on this. Dennis, what was Al Bundy in high school? I thought he was a quarterback.
He was, Evan, he was a fullback.
Wow.
A fullback. He scored five touchdowns in a single game.
Hey, T, did you ever score five touchdowns in a single game?
I did not. Although, he'd still be the best option for the Giants at quarterback when I see it's available. So.
Never scored five. Three was the most I scored. I did that in the NFL, my last regular season game of my career.
Not bad. Not a bad way to go out.
Right.
What this has taught me is my initial point of I need to rewatch Married with Children is true because I clearly forgot.
And only because you would really enjoy this. What school did he score the four touchdowns against?
Polk High.
He played for Polk High.
John F. Kennedy High School. Abraham Lincoln High School.
You're on the right track because it's Andrew Johnson High.
Andrew Johnson High?
Andrew Johnson High, 1966.
Hold on a second. They named a fictitious high school after that douche?
I wonder if there's no way there's an actual Andrew Jackson.
Of course not, Andrew Johnson.
Jackson was worse too, but whatever.
That's different though, but he was at least lionized for a while.
Yes.
I mean, even to this day, some people still like him. Nobody likes Andrew Johnson.
Playing for Polk High in the 1966 city championship game against Andrew Johnson High.
Polk High, named after James K. Polk.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Most successful one-term president in American history. You don't have to agree with it because Abe Lincoln didn't, but he got a lot done. That's my point. Like an illegal war in Mexico. Like he did a lot of stuff back then. Let's go to Chris in Brooklyn, New York. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's up, man? What's on your mind?
Cool. I just think this whole Giants quarterback thing is kind of embarrassing. First off, shout out to Peaky. The 2001 NFC Championship game was the best game I've ever watched in my entire life. Yeah, obviously, I'm a Giant.
Yeah, that was unreal.
But how are we not bringing in Jameis Winston at this point and sitting around waiting on these two guys on canes ready to pay them $30 to $40 million a year when this guy, Jameis Winston, in my opinion, is a better football player at this point than both of those guys, will be cheaper, and will make more sense as a bridge. These guys are high profiles. It'll take so much once you have to go to the younger guy. Now we got to deal with the press and all that stuff. With Jameis Winston, we know what we're going to get. This guy's going to give us a really good game. He's going to give us some turnovers.
Right.
But it's going to be something that we can justify going to the younger guy.
Now, it's a good point. I think the emphasis on winning and having success as a team is what puts caution in, I think, the minds of the executives over at the Giants right now. Because Jameis Winston, you're right, he's going to be entertaining as hell. And he's going to win some games, but he's also going to lose some. And if he loses too many, then they all get fired.
That's the problem.
But Chris's point is dead on. If you actually are drafting a kid that you want to be your future, whether that's one of these two guys at the top or Jackson Dart in the second round or late first round, if you decide to move back in and ensure that you're going to get him, then you do have an excuse.
Yeah.
And depending on how he plays, that young quarterback, if he's really good, it might save you.
All of
despite
that.
Despite not winning.
All of that is completely fair, especially when you look at the price tags, like he mentioned, Jameis Winston, you're going to get him for nothing. I mean, you look at the contract Mac Jones just signed with San Francisco.
Well, what did Jameis sign for last year?
Not a lot. I mean, basically nothing. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers is probably getting $40 to $45 million a year.
Jameis Winston made $4 million last year.
Yeah.
That's it.
Which is nothing.
And he's probably, maybe he'll make five this year?
Or maybe even less than four.
Right.
So you get someone cheaper, but here's the ultimate problem. The ultimate problem with Jameis Winston versus Aaron Rodgers and Jameis Winston versus Russell Wilson. Ask yourself this question. Ignore the excitement, ignore the age, ignore the price tag. Forget all that for a second. Ask yourself this simple question. Who under center gives you a better chance to win football games? And the answer is not going to be Jameis Winston. Russell Wilson still gives you a better chance to win games now. Aaron Rodgers still gives you a better chance to win games now. And ultimately, I think that's what is driving this early search that the Giants are on. It's why it started with Matthew Stafford. It's why it's currently at Aaron Rodgers. And it's why Russ is the backup to that plan. Because they got to win games. So I get the appeal of Jameis Winston. I do. But I think ultimately, when you're confused about why they're doing things, I think they're trying to win football games.
Yeah. Last year, Jameis Winston threw 13 touchdowns and 12 interceptions.
That's a lot. And Russ threw less interceptions than that in the last 2 years combined.
Right. In seven games, 13 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
That's a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of turnovers. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. In less than 2 weeks, the baseball season will begin. It will start with a home game at Yankee Stadium. The Mets will play their home opener a week later. When we come back, we will get to who's got the hottest ticket price-wise home opener in all of Major League Baseball. We got all the details. For those on SNY, stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac. That's coming up next on SNY. So write down your guesses, because we got the facts. Who's got the hottest opening day ticket in all of baseball?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.